Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have finished up with chapter 31 of Deuteronomy and got into 32. No, we couldn't get all the way through it. But we're going to start where we left off there and go on through the rest of chapter 32. And we'll see what the Lord will have for us. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, I ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to come forth to bring us, Father, into your word and to speak to us, Father, giving us the revelation of the meaning of your word, Father, to help us to use it in reaching others, to bring them closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, to your word, and Father, to you. Now we ask you to be with us. You have to study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. we had finished actually with verse 19. But as I had told you, verse 32 was quite lengthy. 52 verses. A lot of these verses has quite a bit in them. So sometimes we don't get through too many until our time is up. Starting here with verse 20, let's back up to 19 because we left off there this morning. And if there's any of you with me now that was with me this morning, to let you know where we left off. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred it because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. You see, Moses is letting the people know that the things they've been doing is not pleasing unto the Lord God. They've been doing some pretty terrible things. In fact, some of them, it even got to the point of being an abomination unto God. Now, verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. Listen to it. They're children that have no faith. We got a lot of them today. Now, 21. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. You see, God's letting them know, plus letting you and I know, that he is a jealous God. And when we go to putting things before him, and it don't matter what it is, if we are putting it there before him where he should be, he's a jealous God. And it will move him to anger. And, you know, really, a nation that will provoke God to the point of anger, God really doesn't have to do anything to bring bad things to that nation. All he has to do is to take his hands off of that nation. And when he does that, Satan and those that have been following him with all of their evil works, they're right there to take and to drag everyone else down and bring that nation down to naught or to nothing. You see, we blame God for a lot of things that he does not do. But if we have angered him, all he has to do is take his Take that hand of protection off of us. And Satan is standing right there to hit you with something. Some kind of sickness or some kind of sin. But he's always there waiting. We don't want to ever come out from under that protection hand of Almighty God. Because you see, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And we don't never want to lose that. Never take that covering off of us. Now, God don't even have to remove that covering. I'm not saying this because we've done something to bring anger to him and he takes his hand off of us, that right then we would be lost. That's not what I'm saying. Unless we let Satan in and begin to follow him. But you see, those children that are born again is not going to do that. And this is where we all need to be. We all need to become that born again child of God, knowing that we have heaven as our home. And then we have the authority to use the name of Jesus to make Satan and his demonic friends to back off. And the Holy Spirit is there to see that we have that power backing us up, giving us not only the authority, but the power to stand against Satan himself. Now, 22. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell. Oh, burn unto the lowest hell. And shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the mountain, the foundations of the mountains, the very foundation of the mountains. You see, there's nothing impossible for God. So why is it mankind is always putting limits on him? There is nothing too hard for him that he cannot accomplish nor fulfill. There's no promise he's ever made that he can't keep. You see, there's only one thing God cannot do. And that's lie. God cannot lie. Think about that. And those promises made, he has made that covenant with mankind, and he will keep it. Man is the one that breaks it, not God. 23, he says, I will heap mischief upon them. I will spread my arrows. I will spend mine arrows upon them. You see, the times were different back then, and God did deal with them more or less directly. Now, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything goes through him. He does a lot of intercession for you and I and all that will come to be the children of God and those that are seeking to be. 24. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. Well, there was a time we know, and we'll be getting into that also, that the Lord sent serpents among the people. And he had Moses then to make a bronze serpent, hang it on a pole high, and when they would be bit, everyone that would go and look on that serpent on that pole would be healed and wouldn't die from it. But if they didn't, they died. That was the sight of Jesus. Would you see Jesus was put on that cross, and those that will go to him, accept him, they can find their healing, they can find their miracle, they can find their life eternal in heaven by looking on him and accepting him as their Savior, as their Messiah, knowing that he was born to the Virgin Mary, knowing that he died on that cross, taking our sins and sickness and diseases with him, knowing that he was raised from the dead, knowing he ascended into heaven, sitting on the right hand with the power of God, knowing that he sent back the Holy Spirit to be with you and I, and doing what the Word tells us to do. And we have heaven made our home. Now, these didn't have that Holy Spirit with them to give them power, to give them guidance. They were told what to do, but they were more or less on their own. And on in their own mind, and for the most part, they were doing exactly what they wanted to do, regardless of what was being told them to do. Now today, most of mankind is doing that same thing. They're doing what they want instead of what the Word of God tells them to do. But the big difference between us and them was they were on their own. You and I don't have to be on our own. We can have the extra power with us to get us by and through these things. Now, the sword without terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin. The suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Uh-oh. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this. But you see, they was walking against the Lord God instead of raising their hands high to heaven and proclaiming the Lord God. Now, 28. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. That understanding is missing. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. But they're not. And a lot of them today are doing the same thing. They're not considering the end of their life and where they're going to be. But one day, we all will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. When you stand before him, what are you going to hear? Good and well done, thy faithful servant. Or depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. One will be able to spend eternity in heaven with him. The other will spend his eternity in hell in that lake of fire. How should one chase 1,000? And 2 put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had told them, and the Lord had shut them up. Now, 31. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. But you see, those verses I've just read, you and I have the Lord Jesus Christ. with us. He is your rock. He is my rock. He is the vine. We are the branches. And we sure don't want to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. 33. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of ants. These people has nothing good about them. 34. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. He's letting them know what is coming. 36. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. In 37. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trust? You see, because all this time they've been dealing with idols, other gods, instead of the Lord God. See, those gods couldn't take care of them. Those gods couldn't do nothing for them. Because those gods are not real. There's only one God. The great I Am. The first and the last. The beginning and the end. Now, 38. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offering, let them raise up and help you and be your protection. You see, this is what he's saying to them, because their gods can't do that. 39. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. There's none greater than me. That's what the Lord God is telling them. None is greater than I am. They can't deliver you out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. In other words, he's going to destroy them. 42. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. He'll destroy his enemies, but he's merciful unto his land and his people. Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ear of the people, he and Hosea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. If you'll keep what I have told you of the laws and the commandments, they can have a long life when they cross over and take the land that's been given to them. Those laws and commandments. If they don't, it's not going to work. 48. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up into this mountain, Hebron, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. Now, what's he telling Moses to go to that mountain for? The 50 tells us. And, pardon me, and die in the mount, whether thou goest up and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Horeb and was gathered unto his people, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither into the land which I give the children of Israel. Letting Moses know, you're not going to see it. You're going to go up into the mountain and die. And we know that's what happened. Now we also know Moses went to heaven. But as his punishment, he was not allowed to see. That new land that God was giving to Israel. We've come to the end the chapter there. And we're going to stop here and get ready and go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for a time to come together to study this word, to grow by this word, to learn your commandments, your statutes, and all for us, so that we can live upright in righteousness, being justified and sanctified, Father, so that we can have heaven made as our home. And as we walk here on this earth, Father, we can have the Lord Jesus Christ with us, the Holy Spirit, to give us the guidance, the knowledge, the wisdom we need, and that of your power, Father, in our lives, to be used as you would have us to use it. Not being used, Father, to lift us up, to make anything special of us, but for us to be able to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, letting mankind see his glory, give him honor, and walk from darkness to light, walking to the Lord Jesus, being forgiven for their sins, so the Father, they too can be saved and make heaven their home and not lost. Now, Father, I pray for Israel that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. I pray that one day they'll have peace, Father. In this land of ours, the evil our government, Father, has brought upon its own people to remove from office those that have done this thing and to replace them with ones that will work for you, Father. And help us to see this revival going strongly throughout our land, all for Jesus. Now, Father, this is my prayer this evening, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Walk with God and he'll walk with you. Good evening, all.